Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show. Are we going to be better off with Jared Stidham, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton?
Yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine that happening. Come on, he's like an adopted son of Mr. Kraft.
I'm secure for this year, I think.
Dale Arnold.
Nah, that's my guy. That's all I love right there. Kelly's my guy. K-Doggy.
I'm not saying we're like all hunky-dory and everything.
Rich Keefe.
Big bone.
The uglies and the fats.
I want my cheeseburgers. Well, at least give me a lifesaver.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
If it don't apply, let it fly, Rebel.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. By the way, if you follow the show account on Twitter, at Dale Keith WEEI, I would suggest you take yourself over there, and you can see the video of Kelly Olynyk housing a burrito. Now, it was four bites, not one, but it was still
pretty damn close.
It was pretty
though.
Damned impressive.
Very impressive.
I mean, in a disgusting sort of way.
Oh, yeah. That's all right, though.
Now, I mean, don't you lose some of the enjoyment of the burrito when you're housing it in four bites?
No. You might enjoy
cheeks
it more.
Like a chipmunk. And
yeah, I don't know. It's like doing a shot of alcohol. Still,
yeah,
still
but then it
time.
All hits the output at the same time. You want to spread it out so that... All right, I'll stop there.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Either
do that.
You know.
He is eating like a shime-sized burrito, though. Like, if it was like a normal human burrito, he might be able to do it in one bite.
That's true.
No way.
That's true. You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, he's a big man.
He like detaches his jaw like a snake.
He does. He's like 6'10". He's a big guy. He's a big fella. What do you want me to tell you?
Must have been hungry, huh?
Yeah.
I think he was goaded into it by his teammates. He's on a charter.
That's probably how he normally does it. And then they finally were like, all right, let's film this psycho.
And the fats.
Yeah. Include them.
Don't understand why Kelly Olynyk's career hasn't gone better if this is what his training
table
constitutes.
He got a lot of money, though. He can buy a whole lot of burritos.
617-779-7937. Bottom of the hour, Peter King will join us. Football Morning in America, as he does every Thursday. The big topic of discussion, not just here, by the way. For those of you
who say, this is the biggest story in the world.
What are you doing? Why are you making a big deal out of this? It's everywhere.
It's the biggest deal. And there's been, you know, again, the beginning of the season when you got the...
We're trying to get Brady out of town the same way we got
it.
Antonio Brown.
We're just telling
Josh
you
Gordon out of town.
We're just reporting the facts.
Yeah.
That's all we can do. And you knew something was up with his contract at the beginning of the year. But then on top of that, when the year plays out and it's been, yes, they're 10-2, but just Brady's performance, the offense performance, he's been pretty upset with the way a lot of things have gone. Some are in his control, some are not. Some are in Belichick's control, some are not. You know, David Andrews and James Devlin, nobody's fault. That happens. It's football. Guys get hurt. Not having a tight end to start the year,
yeah.
Well, that's somebody's fault. You know, not having receivers ready to go, that could be somebody's fault. But, yeah, it just doesn't seem like this is right now. It doesn't seem likely that he's coming back, but it doesn't mean he's not. And I also believe Kern when he said to us yesterday, Brady is so invested in the current season. Like, he's not one of these guys that's they could... Well,
no,
what am I going to do in March?
If you watch him, how much he's invested
it's all about
in it.
It's all about this year. And so we're all speculating because I don't think there is an answer right now. Like, where's Tom Brady going to be next year? I don't think that's been determined because.
No, it could still be here.
It could still be here.
I'm beginning to feel that that's less and less
Me
likely.
Too. Me too. But he could retire. He could go somewhere else. But even that somewhere else, well, something needs to happen with those teams, right? They need to know what's going on with their quarterback situation or who's going to be available, who might even be if it's one of these other bad teams that has a new coach. Like, there's so many variables between now and free agency.
Here's what Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, told us yesterday on this subject.
Boy, that's tough. I think family would enter into it greatly. I don't think, and this is important, I mentioned this at the end, I don't think it's even close to near the top of his things to think about on a consistent basis. Where am I going to be in 2020? What am I going to do on March 12th when my contract runs out? I think he's locked in on now. So How does his family feel about it? How does Giselle feel about it? What are his kids' school situations? How well would they move in terms of not setting them back? Does he retire? He's talked about there comes a time when, after everybody's put my career and my success first, that I might have to put it back in my back pocket and put others in my family first. So that could enter into it. All that said, I do think that he would hate like hell to leave a season with, you know, whatever it's probably going to be, 23 touchdown passes, 11 picks, you know, maybe a second round exit. And I'm not saying that that is what it'll be, definitely, but it's probably going to look like that. And I don't think he's going to want to say, well, I guess I'm done.
Yeah, I think he wants to keep playing. Like, unless some of these injuries really start to pile up, like the elbow is so bad. Now he's on there with a toe.
Now it's
he's
a toe. Dealt,
like, if it's so bad, and he's like, I just need a break, I still think he wants to keep playing. When Alex Guerrero was in here during Fourier's 25 for 25, and they had him in studio, he was saying, yeah, there are days where Brady's like, forget 45. Like, what about 46? Like, he just keeps – and I'm sure every day is a little bit different. Like, there are some days where Brady's doing an interview with Greg
this
Hill.
This week after they lost.
Yeah,
probably,
he's like, hey, we're all on borrowed – or I'm on borrowed time, and everybody's day-to-day. Like, you'll get different spots, but how does he want to go out? I don't think it would be like what Kern was saying, you know, like a mediocre season. Like, I think he's going to think he can do better.
He had said in the past – that he wouldn't play anymore if he sucked. Right. He doesn't suck.
He doesn't suck.
Even now, even with, you know, his obvious concern about the plight of the offense.
The offense kind of sucks. The offense kind of sucks.
He doesn't.
He, I think, and I think you might be right to think this, if the personnel around him was different, his numbers would be better, right? He'd be playing better. And oh, by the way, they still are 10-2. So that's the other part of it. Is if the
we
team
do great on
winning.
A high curve here, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, well, we do, and I think he does as well. And like we've seen that after these games, even after wins where he's been upset. But that's the other part of it, too, is, yeah, he might not be in the MVP race, but his team is still tied for the best record in football. He has never, ever had a losing season in his career. In fact, he's had one 9-win season. Like, he always wins double-digit games every single year, and he's going to do that again this year.
Already
so,
did.
Yeah, he's already there. He's got 4 more games to sort of pad those stats.
617-779-7937. Joe's out in Detroit. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Joe.
I want to start with the AB talk on trying to blame the media and that guy going off on that. You know, if anything, we need to be thanking the media for at least, you know, putting this guy out there and putting that stuff out in the media, because he would be a distraction. It would be even worse because, you know, that behavior going unchecked, you know, that negative reinforcement of, hey, you know, just do whatever you want. There's no consequences. So the league's making an example of this guy, you know, and hopefully, you know, the behavior of not just him, but, you know, all the other players in the league, and they start getting their stuff together, because it's a kind of plague on the NFL of behavior issues, mental health issues, you know, the concussions and things like that. So, you know, I don't necessarily, I mean, it's sad as a football fan, and I'm sure as a New England, as a Patriots fan, it's, you know, even more heartbreaking to not see AB with Tom Brady this year. You know, but I think he'll be back in the league. It's just, especially with the NFL 100, you know, they didn't want that tarnish on the season, on the year, of trying to you know be focused on the positivity and all the good things about the NFL. You have AB and all this drama, you know, all this bull crap, you know, going on, you know. So I, you know, that first and foremost on the AB thing, thank you guys for that. But going on with the Brady, you know, and I think Ninkovich said it earlier, you know, football players are very day-to-day, they're week-to-week, they can't think about, you know, months and months and ends of the season, you know, because again, their career could be over at any day. I'm a former college football player myself who had aspirations to go further, you know, but because of injuries and other issues, didn't happen.
Right.
But it's very much like that. And, that, you know, and I sit back and I just enjoy the show. You know, I've been watching Brady since I was a little kid at Michigan. And, you know, that's the one thing that we can always say about Brady is you can't bet against him, you know, and wherever he's going to be at, whatever he does, he's going to kill it. He's going to be great.
I'll say this to your point. And Fitzy asked me this when we were doing the crossover on the Greg Hill show. How do you like the Patriots' chances Sunday?
I don't.
And I'm kind of leaning to I don't like them either.
I don't like their chances, no.
And you know, look, I believe Baltimore will beat Buffalo this weekend. But you've at least got the feasible possibility the Patriots could be in second place in the division after the weekend.
Pretty crazy. But that is the way Buffalo's been playing, they impressed me. I know Dallas isn't great, but the Patriots had to eke out a game against Dallas. I know the weather was bad, but Buffalo goes in there, smokes Dallas on Thanksgiving. They look like a real team. Flawed, sure. Josh Allen is by no means a perfect quarterback. Their offense isn't anything special, but guess what? Patriots offense, also nothing special. And so that head-to-head game in a couple of weeks, Bills and Patriots, there's a chance that that
you're
game
playing
could
for the
be
division.
For the, could be. There's a chance. Now, I think if you get into the second and third tiebreakers, it might favor the Patriots. But still, the fact that we're even discussing it in December, that the division isn't completely locked up yet, that's a bit of a surprise.
617-779-7937. Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Rich, you touched on something a few minutes ago. I want to, like, just piggyback on it. Say Brady does decide to go somewhere else, okay? At best, he's got a couple of years left in his career. Is he going to want to end his career on a bad to mediocre team with a losing record? And I know it's not going to go down remembered that way, but at the end, that's how you're going to go down?
Well, I don't think he would think they were going to be a losing team. I think
if he went to Miami, he can't be thinking they're going to be great.
Well, it depends on who's
around.
No,
I mean, every other team that's good right now has their quarterbacks, and they're all set. So, chances are it's going to be a bad to mediocre team.
Well, I wouldn't say that. There are bad teams that become good teams and vice versa every single year in the NFL. The Patriots just happen to be one of those teams that are always, always good. But teams go up and down in the standings all the time. And I think Brady would probably feel like he could be the difference between a team – you know, going 6-10 and 10-6.
I just want to say that he's never had a losing season. He's always won.
Right.
He's won championships. He's won MVPs. That's all going to end if he leaves this team.
Look,
why would he have a losing record next year? Why are you guys guaranteeing a losing record?
I am of the opinion, and I said this on a number of occasions, that if he goes and plays somewhere else, it's not going to end the way he likes it.
The Super Bowl, you mean? Because that would be the only way, right?
That's what he plays for. At this stage of his career, he's got all the records. He's got everything. He plays for Super Bowls. He wants that seventh Super Bowl so badly, which is, I think, part of his frustration right now. Because he looks at this offense and says, this is not a Super Bowl contending team.
But I think the number one goal is clearly a Super Bowl. But I don't think that far behind it is just proving everybody wrong by playing the position at a high level at 43, then 44, 45. Again, if he could trade the two, yes, he would rather have a Super Bowl. But I think being this good this long and then having TB12 be able to fall back on a 25-year NFL career as a quarterback, like, that's insane. So I think that's another motivation for him as well.
Tony's let me get the right button here. Tony's down on Montauk. Hey, Tony.
Yeah, hi. I think Brady winds up with Josh in Denver.
So I don't think the Denver Broncos would ever let Josh McDaniels back through those doors again. They hate Josh McDaniels in Denver.
Yeah, but if he brings Brady, everything changes. He's got more experience now. They got a coach that really sucks. See, and they got a rookie quarterback just started last week. They can sit him, let him learn.
Yeah.
And Elway needs to get off the hot seat.
True. I guess I wouldn't rule out Elway, but I
could see Elway desperately wanting him there.
I could, but
going after him.
There's no way McDaniels. There's zero chance McDaniels goes to the Denver Broncos. They hate his guts out there.
Yeah,
and then also
they'd never bring him back.
And it's also one of those things like, hey, you get Brady, okay, yeah, for 1 or 2 years, and now what? Now you're stuck with Josh McDaniels, who you hate. So like, I still don't think that would
happen. Not even sure. And by the way, I don't think Josh would go back there.
I don't think there would even be a possibility. I'm trying to think of like another coaching example where it was just so bad that the bridges were burned so poorly.
Now, if you want to tell me that Brady ends up playing in Denver, I don't think that would be a package deal. That would be Brady getting wooed by John Elway and going out there. And
I can't see that one, though. I can't.
Of all of the possibilities we've trotted out there, that one seems least likely.
Seems lower to me, whether it's Dallas, Tennessee, even Miami. The Chargers, those all seem more likely than Denver, but again, it just goes to show you, 32 teams in the NFL, you go into this offseason, and there are going to be, at least a quarter of the league is looking for a quarterback. Or at the very least, they have to make the decision to re-sign their own. You know, we can go over it later, but Bill Barnwell had a whole thing of, you know, the 2020 quarterbacks who are going to be on the market. 16 different guys who all have a number of starts under their belt, including Tom Brady. It's a pretty interesting list.
And it may well be that, you know, many of those 16 end up right where they are.
They could just stay.
Including Brady, but
yep.
That just seems right. less and less likely right now. Mike's in East Longmeadow. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rich, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I've been listening to this for now for 4 days now on the other hosts and you guys. You had mentioned something, Rich, a few minutes ago about Brady wanting to keep playing as long as he's playing at a high level.
Yes.
I don't see him playing at a high level this year for various reasons, but I think there's got to be some responsibility on him. But I look back to last year when he had some receivers and he was still in the middle of the pack. I believe Tom Brady, his talents have lessened. He's certainly still good. I just don't believe he's great anymore. And I'm trying to figure out who would want to pay him $30 or $40 million, as some of the guys on your station have said, right. over a 2 or 3 year period.
Well, we right gave now, you the Chargers. I think the Chargers would be desperate to pay him whatever he wanted.
They're trying to sell tickets. They're trying to make the team popular. They're trying to make the team relevant.
I could see that for maybe 1 year, teaching a younger quarterback his ways. I understand that. But when I'm looking at Tom Brady, I mean, we've been spoiled for 20 years to see this guy play at the level that he's played. All of a sudden now, people are making excuses for him. And granted, we don't have a lot of – we have no weapons hardly this year. But last year, he had weapons, and he was just an average quarterback last year.
Well, last year, I mean, he did and he didn't. I mean, he had Gronk, but I think he'd admit Gronk wasn't
Gronk. He had Gordon, and he had
Edelman. He had Gordon for 11
Gordon
games. He won the Super
the
Bowl
year.
Without Gordon.
Right.
And Gronk wasn't all pro.
Wait a minute. He won the Super Bowl, but they didn't win the Super Bowl because of Tom. They won the Super Bowl because of their defense.
Well, how'd they get to the Super Bowl, though, Mike? How'd they get to the defense
absolutely.
Beat the Chiefs, or did Tom Brady
absolutely.
Score a ton of points against
absolutely.
Them
Brady
in Kansas City?
Brady had a great game in that game.
Right.
He had a great game. But I'm saying, when you add last year into this year, and I grant you, you can't talk about – I mean, weapons are minimal, but you look at everything else. Chris Sims, I listened to the interview they had with Chris Sims, and even though I know some people on your station think he's a Brady hater, he was very logical in how he broke apart what Tom's done this year and how he has missed certain things and missed certain throws. I think that has to do with age. And at some point, you got to realize his talents are going to be diminished.
Mike, Wiggy here. We agree that
he's
that
definitely worse
he
now.
Is part of the problem. He is not the same quarterback
100%.
That he was 2 years, 3 years, 4 years ago. And that's freely admitted.
But if
you think that there aren't teams who wouldn't be jumping all over themselves to add 42-year-old Tom Brady to their franchise. By the way, the Chargers, nobody's getting him for a year. He'll stay here for a year before he'll go somewhere else for a year.
Right.
If the Chargers get him, they're giving him a 3-year deal.
Right. Whether he plays all 3 years is another question, but he'll that's what he would get. That's what he would have to get. I think if you're talking about how many teams are really happy with their quarterback, it's certainly not 32. It might not even be 22. Like, how many teams say this is our guy, like the Patriots for 20 years? There's not even a debate.
You wouldn't even have to think
There's
about
no
it.
There's no challenge
right.
at camp. There's no competition. There's no, you know, the coach having to do the press conference of the preseason. We don't have a starter right now, but we're going to get one. Or they like falsely name the veteran, even though they just drafted a guy in the first round. Like, there's none of that. So Brady would. There are teams that would have interest in Brady, but to the caller's point, we're fully admitting that he's not an MVP candidate. He's not an all-pro guy anymore, but there's 32 starters. So, he's not Russell Wilson or Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson or even Lamar Jackson right now. Those guys
none of those
would be hot
teams
commodities.
Would want Tom Brady.
They wouldn't want him, and they don't need him, but it's such a small percentage of the league.
I mean, we could easily come up with 10 teams. Not that he would go there.
No.
But we could come up with 10 teams off the top of our head.
We'd
bring him in. Are you kidding me? Of course we'd want him.
And, again, just like with anything in like free agency and any of the sports, it only takes the one team. But, there's going to be more than one. And the Chargers are a good example, too, not just because where they're moving to and how desperate they're going to be relevant, but just simply put, even to the last caller, would you rather have, going forward, Tom Brady or Phillip Rivers? I think the answer is Tom Brady. And I think the Chargers, even though they've had Rivers there forever, I think they would make that same decision. And then that's all you need.
Mike's in Londonderry. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I love the show. Just wanted to thank you guys for getting me through the day. So appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Hey, so with that, your caller, I think it was two calls ago, stating Brady and McDaniels to Denver. That's just ludicrous. There's no way that's going to happen.
No.
Yeah, they don't like McDaniels, but they absolutely hate Brady. I spend a lot of time with folks from Denver, and there's just no way.
So just wanted to bring that up. The reason why I called, though, is I wanted to give you guys a hypothetical. So next year in the draft, we have a number two still, correct?
No, they traded the two for Sanu.
For Mohamed Sanu,
they have
not.
They have a first, though, I believe.
They do.
Yeah,
all right. So in the first, let's say Tua comes out, right?
Yep.
Goes into the draft. He's probably going to be drafted lower than what he normally would have if he wasn't injured. All right?
Right.
Let's just say the Patriots pick him up, give Brady the 2 years, $50 million, get OBJ. Now you've got a scenario where you got Brady for 2 years, you got Tua underneath him, you got OBJ. Hey, Gronk might even come back. I'll leave you guys with that. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, I think when Kern talks about a radical course change would have to happen to keep Brady, I think the Odell Beckham part of it would be on the list. That is something I think that could convince him to stay. The whole Tua part, I mean, I'm no quarterback expert when it comes to college guys. I don't even like Tua. I've never liked Tua. I don't think he's going to be a good pro. But your point is, if he falls in the draft and they take him in the first round, that
although
would...
he's kind of dropping hints here that, you know, they're going to look at this thing, he and his family,
yeah,
and the agent that he doesn't have.
Well,
they're going to look at it, and they're going to make the decision. Look, if you're going to fall to the bottom of the first, second round, I'm going back to Alabama. He's even said that.
All right, so maybe he won't even go. But that's also, if we're talking about Tom Brady, that doesn't impact Brady at all. In fact, it might impact him negatively. Like, hey, convince you to come back, and we're going to use a first-round pick on a quarterback. Like, he has to understand that that's what's best for the franchise because they have to prepare for life after Brady. But if you're making one or two more runs at it, wouldn't you rather a first-round pick that's actually going to help the team that season than Tua? So I don't think that would help him at all.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We'll get right back to the calls with you in just a couple of minutes. Want to figure out what Peter King thinks about the possibility of Tom Brady wrapping up his Patriots career this season. See if he thinks that's a real thing. And if he does, where are the possible landing spots for Brady? Peter King, Football Morning in America, joins us next. But first, we've got a trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to Dan and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
It is time for our regular weekly visit with Peter King, Football Morning in America. Peter, brought to you by Needham Bank. Can we be your bank? And by ElizabethGrady.com. Good morning, Peter.
Dale, how's it going?
It's going well, although we've got a case of the sads going on around here. A piece written by Tommy Curran, NBC Sports boss, but now picked up in a lot of places. We've been talking about it on the show today. Do you think we're seeing the end of times of the Tom Brady era here?
You know, I wish I knew, Dale. I really did. I really do, because I mean, I know Tom Brady a little bit over the years, and I haven't talked to him since September, so I don't have the kind of inside information that I wish I did have about this. But I think it's logical to look at his situation and say essentially that he'd like to, for the first time in his career, control his fate. And that is what it apparently he's about to do after this season. And look, you know, I think if I am Brady, I look at this situation and I say, you know, it might be time to go our separate ways. And who knows? I mean, will Tom Brady find a home that he really likes in 2020 if he decided to go somewhere? So those are all the questions that I'm like everybody else. I wish I had an answer for, and I just don't.
I mean, we are all speculating for sure. But, you know, if Brady wants to continue to play next season and it doesn't work out here, what type of market do you think would be out there for him?
I think that depends somewhat on the next 4 weeks and also early in the off season, Rich, because let's talk for a moment about the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers are in a really weird spot right now because they are absolutely desperate to find some foothold in the Los Angeles market. The word on the street is that their ticket sales, their PSL sales, are lagging far, far behind what the Spanos family wishes that it was. And to me, I would, if I were the Los Angeles Chargers, with all due respect to Philip Rivers, I think that signing Tom Brady for 2 years would be the sort of billboard that the Los Angeles Chargers could use to theoretically, I don't know if the right word would be to sell out their stadium, but certainly to get a gold rush going on the tickets that have lagged far behind. But I don't think, I think the Chargers would also be a little bit tempted by Cam Newton as well. And so there's a lot of things that could happen early in this offseason. I think the one other team that would be interesting to monitor, you know, with Brady, would be the Denver Broncos, at least early on in the process, for a very simple reason that, you know, whether Drew Locke is going to be their long-term guy, it's apparent that they've semi-soured on Joe Flacco, and he didn't play very well when he was healthy for Denver. And John Elway needs to win right now. And so I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. I've heard, you know, when there have been some discussions about, well, would the Bears be interested with Trubisky struggling so much? I guess never say never, but it sounds like they really don't want a detour from the development or trying to get Mitchell Trubisky to be their guy long term. So the first two teams I would think of right now would be the Chargers and the Broncos.
We all see the frustration that Brady is exhibiting on the field and on the sidelines right now. And he's on a team that has trusted weapons in Julian Edelman and James White. If he goes to the Chargers and starts at square one, and even in a best-case scenario where he's got 3 years left, it's probably not going to end well.
It rarely ends well for people late in their careers. You know, the history of quarterbacks who go somewhere for a couple of last years, I can't even think of one where it's ended on an ascending basis. But Brady's a little bit of a different animal, Dale. he's 42, but probably a little bit more like 36. But you're right. If he doesn't have good weapons with him, and if he doesn't have a good offensive line, and I think he would be a little bit in trouble in both places. Now, Denver would provide him with Mike Munchak, who's one of the best offensive line coaches in recent history. I mean, he's not Dante Scarnecchia, but nobody else is. But I would feel comfortable knowing that Munchak would figure it out, you know, in a way that would at least get him through a season healthy. Now, the other thing with the Chargers is that they've got, I think, a guy in Tom Telesco who's an extremely smart personnel manager as general manager. They have a win-now defense. Derwin James theoretically will be back for all of 2020. This is not going to be a place where you're going to have to score in the 30s to win. And again, all I'm doing is just like all of us are doing. We're trying to look at places that would be logical for the future. And this is a team, by the way, that has tremendous loyalty to Philip Rivers. And that's why I say we kind of have to wait till the last 4 weeks. I believe if Philip Rivers plays well in the last 4 weeks, there's no indication that he will. But I think if he plays well and doesn't turn it over in the last 4 weeks, I think the Chargers would be motivated to make sure that he comes back for at least 2020 in L.A. But again, the business side of this could be a factor. And only Dean Spanos right now knows the severity of the issue he has right now in PSLs and ticket sales.
Is there any possibility of a Tom Brady, Josh McDaniels package deal? Like if there's a team out there and then that way McDaniels gets an opportunity to be a head coach and Brady doesn't have to change offenses?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I said yesterday on Mike Florio's show that, you know, if I were David Tepper in Carolina, the first person on my list would be Josh McDaniels. You know, Tepper says he wants to go, basically listening to him in his kind of rambling, quite odd remarks to the press. He sounds like he wants a progressive, imaginative NFL offensive mind. And I think that the Panthers would be comfortable in moving on from Cam Newton. It'll save them $19 million next year. That might be enough to trade. And I don't mean trade physically. I mean to swap out that salary that would go a long way toward bringing a guy like Brady in. I mean, of course it's possible. I have no idea what level of probability it would be, but what would be really, really interesting to see is Tom Brady in Carolina handing it and dumping it to Christian McCaffrey, and they've got two very good young wide receivers, and so I think that'd be a really interesting proposition. I think, you know, Dale, in response to your question a minute ago where, you know, we talked about what the market would be for Brady, we could sit here right now and we could say, man, who's going to want a 42-year-old quarterback? It's one thing to say, yeah, logic says you wouldn't want a 42-year-old quarterback. But emotion, especially in the eyes of some NFL owners, I think if they could have Tom Brady coming off one off season where there are a lot of reasonable explanations as to why it's an off season for him, I think a lot of owners, if he actually did come available, would be sorely tempted to try to get him in-house.
Peter, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. See you.
Thanks, Peter.
Peter
King, Football Morning in America, joining us. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937.
It sounds like Peter's going along with the conversation we've had so far in the program that it is certainly possible, in fact, I would say probable, you are seeing the final four regular season games and then the playoff run for Tom Brady's Patriots career.
Could you see Tom Brady playing for the Denver Broncos? I haven't heard that one at all. I haven't theorized that I know Elway would be
Elway going after him.
I could see him going after him, but that one, I mean, I was not prepared for that. But yeah, it seems like get ready for him to be in another uniform next year.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Six one seven, 779-7937 is the telephone number. As we're talking about, you know, quarterback play and you know, the possibility, didn't say probability, said possibility that Tom Brady could be playing elsewhere sometime next season. There was a tweet I saw earlier today from ProFootballTalk.com. Here it is. Had to find it so I could quote it directly.
Yep.
Quote, I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever. Okay, it's a strong statement.
Love that. That's most of the things that I say.
But I continue to have a weird feeling that Andrew Luck could be the week one 2020 starting quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Come on. Now they got Andrew Luck coming back.
Which I actually could see, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the way you give it up like that. And then if you were a team, I mean, I guess if you're the Raiders, maybe you would take that chance. But I don't know. I'm going to commit to the guy that bailed on his team a couple of weeks before the season.
Do we think John Gruden loves Derek Carr?
No, probably not. I wouldn't be shocked if there was. I mean, Derek Carr's having a pretty good season overall, but yeah, he hasn't been the same since he got hurt a few years ago. So that could be a job that's up for grabs. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, that's based off of nothing.
I have nothing to base this on.
Nothing.
Just a weird feeling.
Yeah, I mean, all right. Fine. That's a pretty weird feeling.
Back to the call, 617-779-7937. And remember, House, if it doesn't apply, let it fly, my brother.
What do you got, House?
All right, so listen, I'm going to tell you this, right? This is like the worst comp. My stomach is sick. Y'all talking about trading Tom Brady. It's not going to happen.
Not trading.
Whoa. House, nobody's trading Tom Brady. It's just he may play somewhere else next year because of him and Belichick and Kraft not agreeing to a deal. Nobody's trading.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not, but I still don't think that's going to happen. You know why? Check this out. I think they're going to, even if Tom Brady is lesser of a quarterback, which I don't believe, no quarterback in the world is going to do numbers with the things that he has to work with. Not one. But anyway, Tom Brady, they will keep him around to groom their next prospect, I believe.
But you make it sound like he doesn't have a choice here, Hoss.
Yeah, he can go.
He's not going to hang around to groom the next quarterback.
He has a choice, but we don't know Tom Brady. We know his character, and we know what type of person he is. If they made him the correct offer and treated him with the proper respect,
well, that's
he's
going to
return it.
Well, that's just it, House. There's no guarantee that the Patriots. Yeah, but thanks for the call, House.
Thank you, though.
There's no guarantee that the Patriots offer him what he thinks is a fair deal. I think House might be right.
They offered him what he considered a fair deal this year.
No, they didn't, because I think one of the main things that he wanted was an extra year. And they were like, how about this 1 year and then a fake second year, which we're going to tell somebody in the media that it was an extension. And then we have to later find out that it was not an extension. That was even worse.
Yeah.
That made the whole thing look even like more cheap. And so I don't think it's going to take both sides to obviously to agree to a deal in the offseason. And that's why it may be kind of Brady might finally have his hands forced here. Whereas before, he's taken less than he could have all the time. And now it gets to this point. You're saying, well, not only am I taking less, but you're giving me who exactly? Oh, Jacoby Myers, who you lucked into as an undrafted free agent.
And may I have another?
Yeah, no thanks.
So I'll give Ben Volen credit for doing the legwork on this. But right. to give you another idea of why the Patriots offense is struggling so badly, Ben has broken down some running game numbers for the Patriots last year compared to this year. Last year, for instance, their rushing yards per game was fifth best in the NFL.
Wow.
127.3 last year. This year, 21st best.
Ew.
Yards per attempt last year, 20th at 4.3. This year, 29th, 3.5.
Yeah, so even 20th is not very good, but no. At least, yeah.
Yards per attempt on first down. Last year, 4.4. That was 16th. This year, 3.7, 28th. Rush attempts as a percentage of the offense. Last year, 44.5%. That was 8th in the NFL. This year, 39.2%. That's 18th. And you wonder why Tom Brady's leading the league in attempts and completions, because they can't run the ball.
No.
And finally, negative runs. Last year, the Patriots had the fewest in the NFL.
Wow.
This year, they have the 10th most.
Hmm. Yeah, that is pretty telling.
It's so one-dimensional here for Brady.
Yeah, they can't do it.
It's like if he doesn't throw, they're not going to move it. And, oh, by the way, he doesn't have time to throw because the offensive line isn't helping. And he doesn't have people he can throw to because they triple team Julian Edelman and dare anybody else to get open.
Also, you gotta throw onto the list. Now, I haven't gone back through every single game, but the most recent one jumps to mind. The running game looked pretty good at the beginning, didn't it? And so that goes into play calling because then they just said,
you know what, we've done enough of this.
And then at the end they started to run again, and oh, it worked. So I don't think Sony Michel is anything special. I think, you know, we've all had our discussions on Sony Michel, but
had a real nice playoff run last year.
He did, and I thought the Dallas game he showed some good signs of life, and I thought the first drive against Houston he looked pretty good, and then all of a sudden it was gone. And so yes, they're depleted on the offensive line. They don't have a fullback, but also the play calling has to be added to that list as well.
Steve's in Providence. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you guys?
How are you?
Very quickly, I think we're all going down a rabbit hole that Curran and maybe others has created and fed. Very, very quickly, retrospectively, Kansas City 5-6 years ago, whatever it is, disaster, on to Cincinnati, everything's fine. The deflated footballs, is Belichick heaving Brady overboard and blaming him for this and so forth. Year and a half ago, Brady hates Belichick, Belichick hates Brady, Brady loves Kraft, Belichick hates Kraft, et cetera. Everything gets fine. Brady's talking with Belichick on the practice field that summer. They win a Super Bowl.
One thing you'd have to admit that is different than all of those other examples, which are good ones, would be the contract situation, right? He was always under contract, and he never wanted to make sure that he couldn't be franchised. He didn't want that out at the end of the year. He was never playing on the last year deal.
No, he clearly, the quote-unquote, he's taking control of that. But then let's go prospectively. So where is he going to go where he can even be 10-6? Probably more likely 9-7, probably more likely 8-8 for not just one season, but his last two or three, however long he's going to play.
I don't know. You don't think they win 10 games in Tennessee?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
They might win 10 this year without him.
The only places that he could go where he would be Super Bowl competitive would be places that don't need a quarterback.
What about Dallas? Shot.
Any team with a good quarterback, Saints, Chiefs, Seattle.
Well, to Rich's point, what if he goes to Dallas?
What about Dallas?
Dallas has been rumored to be going to a Super Bowl for 20 years.
Right, and wouldn't Tom Brady maybe be the guy that pushes him over the top?
Last thought, and then I'd love to hear you comment, and that is every player that comes in here, even from halfway decently reputable franchises like Pittsburgh, say when they come here, it's a different moment when they walk in the door. So Brady's going to go walk in somebody else's door with a culture that is not the culture of the Patriots, and love playing there and love all his teammates.
Do you think he loves playing here all the time? Do you think he loves everything about the culture here all the time?
I think he actually does.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, it's been reported otherwise, you know, the other way. And I think that even
I think
some
he's unhappy
culture,
right now because of the lack of efficiency for the unit that he heads up.
Overall,
he loves his
teammates. It's a positive. Yes. Overall, it's a positive. But, you know, I don't think he goes to Miami, but has been brought up earlier. You know, Brian Flores is probably trying to instill some of the same things. Mike Vrabel, who was in this locker room for a long time, is probably trying to do that. Or he goes with Josh McDaniels somewhere. Like, I just don't know why you'd be so quick. It sounds like the caller is anyway, to rule out him playing somewhere else where everybody is saying that's a real possibility. And I think even his actions, Tom Brady is.
I've been of the opinion that going somewhere else, he's going to take a big step back. I've thought that all along. We've talked about this. You and I have talked about this. I just don't think him showing up somewhere is going to be a passport to the playoffs.
Because you don't think he's that good anymore?
No, well, he's not as good as he was.
Right.
And it is going to be a totally, completely different culture team. Even if Rabel's there, even if Flores is there, we know that those guys, they haven't brought the Patriot way with them, at least in Flores' case, not at all. In Vrabel's case, you know, it's okay. It's not great. It's good. It's not wonderful.
No, but I mean, I think Brady could be a part of that, too. And I think one of the reasons why it has been, or one of the main reasons it's been so successful here is Brady, obviously. But I think also what it's like in that locker room is because of Tom Brady. When your best player does everything the right way,
that's a huge part.
That certainly goes a long way.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.